ride with ya. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
There's just nothing like His presence. Nothing. Let's just tell the devil one more time. He abides, He abides. Hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Oh, He abides, He abides. Hallelujah, He abides with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm so happy that He abides with me and He abides with you. Where would we be? Where would we be? We'd be like the rest of them out there in the world, lost and undone. But He abides with His children. What a promise. He said we need to be the happiest people in the face of the earth. Because we have something that no one else has. Only the bride of Jesus Christ has this happiness. The world's looking for this happiness, and they want to achieve this happiness, and they try to do it in everything else in the world. But only the bride of Jesus Christ has it. And what's so wonderful is from the foundation of the world, that all sages, all prophets, all of them wanted to live right now. They wanted to be sitting where we're sitting right now. To see all the great mysteries coming unveiled before our very eyes. To see the coming of the Lord. To know everything is going to be over. It's going to be finished. It's going to be done. And we are going to be able to witness that with our own eyes. We're going to see that. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to see it. I want to be there. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, we're happy to be together again. If you come expecting this morning,
amen,
under anticipation of something that the Lord's going to do for you, well, you've come to the right place. This is the place to be. He said we're together in heavenly places, sitting together in Christ Jesus, giving Him praises with the fruit of our lips. And we tell Him, we love You, Lord. We appreciate You, Lord. We'd like to welcome all the visitors that we have here today. How many visitors do we have here today? Well, welcome this morning. I know most of you are here is coming. A lot of our visitors are coming for camp. And so we're very excited here in Jeffersonville for camp. And I know that you are. I hope all the children are. And I hope that you're under great expectations to have a wonderful time in the Lord, because you're going to have it. You're going to, is, you know, I was writing down my notes the other day as I wrote down, it's like, you know what? Your life is going to change. I can promise you that. It is. Because of the presence of the Lord, that He is there, He's going to be with you. And whenever He's around, no matter where you are in your life, you're going to be closer to Him. Because anytime you get alone with Him and you spend time with Him, your life changes. It's different. It's like we keep telling the church every single Sunday, you cannot leave this building and be the same person. You're either Brother Branham, because Brother Branham said it. He said, you're either going to leave, he says, either closer to Him or further away from Him.
Amen.
And I have a goal. And that's every time I leave, is to be closer to Him.
Amen.
That's my goal every time I come to church. Amen. We thank the Lord for the camp that He has provided for us,
amen,
that for the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. And first of all, is all the honor, the glory goes to one person, Father.
Amen.
God made that all happen. Amen. Praise Your name. Thank You, Lord Jesus. He gives good gifts to His bride. Actually, He gives the best, He said, to His bride. First of all, He gave Himself, the Word. There isn't nothing greater than that. But no matter how God does or how he works or who he uses or what he does, it's him. It's him. He deserves all the glory and the honor. But I thank God that he does work through people too. Brother Ram says that he works through man. He picked man. And that we know it. That's what brings us here today. God picked a man. That's who he chose. That was his prophet. That was the anointed one. I know the world don't understand. Many believers don't understand. Think that we worship a man. We don't worship a man. But we sure worship the God that was in the man.
Amen.
Amen. He said, for that is the one, and it's the same thing too. And it's one thing to recognize God sent a prophet. God sent a man. He was that seventh church age messenger. He was that anointed one. But that spirit that was on him, we got to go a step further. That has to be in us. That same spirit is in us. God chose him, predestinated him to bring the word. But that word's for us, individuals. What's so wonderful is there's no great me, big me's and little you's. He says we're all sons and daughters of God. And he loves us all equal. There's nobody that's greater than nobody else. We just do what the Lord's called us to do. And it doesn't matter what he's called us to do. I just want to serve him because I love him. And that's what you are. But I thank the Lord he has worked through one man to provide that it is. And he's here with the state. And I know he probably won't like it, but I like for, we call him Brother V. Brother V, would you stand up? God, through this man, provided that we have still water coming. Bless you, my brother. It's wonderful how the Lord uses people. And that I can testify that I've not seen a selfish bone in that man's heart. That it was in the quick the testimony, and I hadn't put it down to say this morning, but it was the first time he came through me, and it was just the hand of the Lord. Is when he asked me, he goes, "What do you want to do, Brother Joseph?" I says, "I want to get the message to the bride." He goes, "I know that, but what else do you want to do?" And it's like, that's all I want to do. I just want to get the word to the bride. And at that time, I wanted to buy MP3 players, is because that's when the MP3s had first come out, and we were having a lot of problems in China with the recorders, and I wanted to build our own players and to put them out. But he wasn't interested in that. He says, "I want to know what's on your heart. What would you like to do?" And I said, "I want to do something for the children." I said, "I've really got a burden for the kids. I know what they go through. I want to do something for them." Amen. He says, "So do I." Amen. And he goes, there's where it started right there. When we went out there to the camp, and one little quick testimony comes to us that we drove out there, and I showed him one place we were looking at, and it fell through, and it didn't. And it's like, well, Brother V, this is what I feel. If it's God's will, it'll happen. If it's not his will, I don't care. I just want his will. And that's what each one of us. We just want the will of the Lord. Whatever that it is, we want his will. So I told him, we come, and it fell through. And he came back into town. And I says, "There, yeah, there is another place." And so we drove out there where Stillwater Camp is. And we're driving around and looking at it. And it's like, man, I like this place. It was all growed up and everything. And it's just, we're driving back by. It's right there by where the chapel is right now on the hill where we had the food tent, where we had services and stuff. And so as we're driving down the road, and there is right down, coming right down through the center of the lake, come this big, huge eagle. And you can see this massive head and tail, and he's just swooping right down through the middle of the lake. And, you know, we're just kind of both looking at it like this, you know. Brother V turned and looked at me, and he goes, "Good sign." The Lord's just good to us. Amen. He provides for us, and he does. He gives us the very best that there is. And yes, he loves to tell us and show us that he loves us, and he wants to do good things for us. So we are very excited, and we're thankful for, besides that, all the way down, as many of you that are sitting here, there's been hundreds and hundreds of hours that's gone in to make the Stillwater Camp Lake what it is today. It's just, you can feel the presence of the Lord there. He's truly there. There's a lot of love that's went into it. And for you young adults that are here today, that to show you that He loves you.
Amen.
And He cares for you. And it is the lesson that we can do all things according. If we want to know, I believe that if we have a question, the answer is on the tape.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what He said. Amen. It is the message of the hour. And Brother Branham said that if you wanted to do something for me, do it for my children.
Amen.
And you that are married and you have children or you have grandchildren, you know what that means. Don't do nothing for me. Do it for my kids. I want you to do it for my kids.
Amen.
And by doing it for your kids, it affects you. It affects the mom and dad and grandparents and great-grandparents and everybody that it does. Because they are the tomorrow, if there is a tomorrow. But I'm very proud of our children. Because they are truly jewels in His crown. When we look at our world we have today and we look at our children, I'm so proud of you kids. I can't imagine how you survive in this world today, but yes, I do. It's because it's the Holy Ghost in your life.
Amen.
You might not know how exactly where it's at, but He knows you.
Amen.
You don't never forget that. He knows you. Amen. So have you been persistent?
Amen.
Have you been perseverant?
Amen.
Have you been keep pressing? He says that we need to stand perseverant and stand on every single word. Whatever that prophet said, we believe it.
Amen.
We want to be perseverant to be just like Him. No matter what it takes, Lord, that's what we want to be. We want to be just like You, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And He says that we are genuine, born again sons and daughters of God. We know where we came from.
Yeah.
And we know where we're going.
Amen.
He says we're not no hothouse plant. He says, that hothouse plant, he said, you know, you have to baby it. And he says, it gets bugs on it all the time. And he says, it's just a hothouse plant. He says, but not that genuine one. He said, it's not. And we learned the other day, well, I said that I believe that those hothouse plants, they get watered with that cistern water.
That's right.
And it's got all kind of bugs and parasites and everything else. And they suck it up from their roots and it comes out. And so they got bugs on them. We're not. We're being fed by an artesian well. It's already been through God's filter. And that's what we feed upon. And that's what feeds the bride of Jesus Christ today. And it doesn't have no bugs on it. All it's got is just that pure, unadulterated Word of God. And that's what the bride feeds upon. He said that if that tree ever puts forth another branch, He says it will be just like the first one was. He says it will bear the same fruits that the first one did at the day of Pentecost. Guess what? That's who you are.
Amen.
We are that new branch.
Amen.
Amen. He said He was going to restore back again everything. And we see all those promises come to fulfillment. It's wonderful how He's so mindful of the little things that He sometimes tells us. And I was talking with Brother Samuel earlier before service. You know how it is? It's the little things in life that mean a whole lot. And that's how the Lord, He comes by, and it's the same nature as try to even do it as at camp. I love the kids is when they go away, I want them to say, oh, I wish I could stay longer. I wish I could stay longer. Instead of, you know, man, I'm done. I'm finished. And I think that's what the Lord does with us. And we were fellowshipping is that, you know how it is sometimes, and when I love it is when it's most unexpected. Is that you're just sitting there, you're praying, or like Brother Samuel was saying this morning, laying in bed, how many times you lay in bed, and then you woke up, and sometimes you just wake up, and you want to get back to sleep. And other times you wake up, and it's, He's here. He's here. And you want to stay in that atmosphere all the time. It's like, Lord, how precious it is. You don't want to talk. You don't want to do nothing. You just want to enjoy His presence like it is right now. Yeah, I just want to enjoy Your presence, Lord Jesus. And He comes in and He just gives us a little touch and He lets us know that He loves us and He's there for us. And then He just goes on and then we want more. And that's what He wants us to do is desire to want more. Because someday that's that dink that's calling to the dink that's inside of us. We know that feeling that we have, there's more, there's something out there. He said, if you've got that dink inside, there's something out there to receive it. And that's where we're going to. Is in the presence that we feel that to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus, it's there, and that's where we're going to.
Amen.
We are like the Syrophoenician woman. I'll take the crumbs, Lord Jesus. I'll just take the crumbs that come from the Master's table. But you know what? He gives us a buffet.
Amen.
It's a buffet full of all the best.
Amen.
I love buffets. can get and eat what you want. And that's what he gives to the bride of Jesus Christ. And you know what's so wonderful? It's free.
Amen.
We don't have to pay the bill. The bill's already been paid. All he says is that you have to sit down and feast upon the food all you want and eat and eat and eat and eat. You can eat anytime you want to. All you have to do is press play.
Amen.
Just press play.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We know that it's full. He said it's full of all those spiritual vitamins that are mixed up in there. Everything to just sustain us through this whole journey that we're going through. That Holy Spirit knows. He's provided it. And whatever that we have need of, and he'll give it to us. And this message, do you believe that it is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do you believe that same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel out is the same pillar of fire we see right there?
Amen.
Do you believe that same pillar of fire is right here?
Amen.
Yeah, that's what it's about. He's right here.
Amen.
He's not God of the past, not only of the future, but he's here, right here.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he's right there to everybody that's out and listening in today. He's everywhere. He's with his bride. Because he promised us. He said, I will never leave you or I'll never forsake you. And that's his promise and that we abide by it. He said, you know, he says, you have to know first, what are you trying to achieve? And that message, perseverance. He says, you got to know what you're trying to achieve. And we want to achieve to be more like him.
Amen.
That is our goal, what we want to do. And he says, once that you do and you know what you're trying to achieve, he says, then, he says, you have to have faith to believe that you're going to get it.
Amen.
And he says, then once a man knows, he says, in his heart that he goes after it, he says, that's when we become perseverant. And he says, when you do, nothing can stand in your way. He says, when you're perseverant. He said, faith finds a source that other people don't know nothing about.
Amen.
Amen. He says, when a man's got faith in God, he's got a hold of something that he can't explain.
Amen.
It's something that's got a hold of. He's got a hold of it. He can't push it. He can't shove it or pull it. It takes him.
Amen.
Him. That's the way faith is. When a man really's got faith in God, it finds that source that no others see.
Amen.
We have found that source. Amen?
Amen.
I thank God for that source. That is the source that we have, is the word for today.
Amen.
He says that, like the woman, he says, you will have hindrances. A long way, you have faith, you'll have hindrances. He says, but your faith knows no hindrance.
Amen.
He says, it's undefeated. He says, it goes forward. You have to anchor that down. He says, that's the very part of the foundation of a perfect man that he's building. You got to have faith to believe it. And it can't be moved. He says, that's that solid foundation. And he said, the true bride, he says, you punctuate every word with a...
Amen.
With a...
Amen.
Amen. He says that we believe every word that that prophet said. We believe this message. This message is our absolute.
Amen.
We believe it. God sent that prophet. We believe it. And he said that he taught us something else too. That we know coming down through the scriptures, there's justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's all work of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And getting the Holy Spirit. And you do. You baptize and you receive the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says it's the baptism. He promised you to give you the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
But he said there was a true evidence for the real bride that they've always searched for, what that true evidence of the Holy Spirit was. He said there's only one way to know if you've got that full revelation.
Yeah.
He says not to believe part of it, but he says to punctuate every word with an amen. Do you believe that this morning?
Amen.
He says, we don't care about nothing else. That's the only thing that the bride of Jesus Christ cares about, is that it is our life. And today we're going to hear the message, it behooves us to become to fulfill all righteousness, that we want to serve the Lord no matter what it is and what it takes, that we've made a stand, that we believe this message, and like we've been talking about, we're like the trees that's planted by the water. We will not be moved. Will you not be moved this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand up. I thank the Lord that I won't be moved. I can't be moved. You can't. There's no other place to go. We have found the pearl of great price. He says, once that you did that, you get rid of everything else and you keep that pearl of great price. That's His Word in His presence. So as we bow our heads this morning and we want to go to prayer and we want to welcome Him this morning. We know that He's here because we brought Him with us, each one of us. That His presence is here. We've done said, Lord, we believe that You were that pillar of fire that led the children of Israel. You were that one. You were that one that had Your picture taken over Your prophet to identify who came in our day. An adoption. You are that one. And Lord, You are that one this morning that's here with Your bride. You're mindful of us, Lord, and we thank You. We appreciate You, Lord. And now, Lord, we just want to invite You to come and to be with us this morning. Anoint us, Lord Jesus. We know the word that we're going to hear is anointed. We want to be anointed, Lord. We want to take all the distractions and all the things that we're thinking about, where we're going to go after church and what's going to happen, where we're going to go to eat, everything else. Take that all out of your mind and just meditate upon Him. This could be the red letter day of all red letter days of your life. No matter where you are in your stand with Him, He wants to give you more. Lord, that's our desire. We want to be more like You, Lord. We are human. We stumble. We fall. We make mistakes. We do it. But Lord, Your blood is still there at Calvary to stand for us, Lord. We recognize it, Lord. We recognize who we are. And we recognize as a group of believers that anything that we ask, He's going to give it to us. And the prayer requests that come in, Father knows each and every one of them. And He does. He knew them before they were written down. There's many that are listening in that prayer requests that they have upon their hearts. But as a group of believers, we're going to come together this morning. And we're going to call on Jehovah. Jehovah Jireh. He is the provider. He's provided for us this morning. All we have to do is ask Him. And we're going to believe. And I want you to pray for one another. Healing comes when you pray for one another. Pray for the person next to you. Lord, You know what they have need of. Lord, grant their request. But do you have something on your heart this morning that you want, that you've got it in your heart, and you're just going to raise your hand and say, Lord, You know what my need is. Come, Lord Jesus, this morning. And if we believe it, He's going to give it to you. And you'll never have to ask Him again. Just thank Him. Thank You, Lord, You're going to give it. We're already praising Him for what He's going to give it to you. He's already given it to you. But this morning, we're accepting that, Lord Jesus, and we're taking it. So let's just reach out and touch the Lord as we sing our little song. I'd like to invite our brother Samuel to come up and take these requests before the Lord this morning. Let's just sing it to Him that we know that He's here and He's passing by. Lord, I want to reach and grab a hold of You and hold You this morning. Amen. And to tell you, as you know, the devil was telling me this morning, he goes, you say that same thing over and over and over to the people. It's like Satan reminds you all during the week who you're, that you're not, that you're worthless, that you're no good, that you're not sons and daughters of God, and that you're not. Father wants to remind you all the time, you are.
Amen.
You are that royal seed. You are a believer. You will get what you ask for. He's a liar and He's a bluff and He's here to give it to you. And we accept it and we won't. You're defeated, Satan.
Amen.
We accept what You're going to do for us today. So let's just sing our song. Reach out and touch the Lord. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. our hands to you, Lord, in adoration and praise, Lord, to thank you so much, Lord, for your great love to us, Lord. Lord, thank you for Calvary, Lord. Thank you for your blood that purchased our salvation, our healing. Lord, you provided every need for us in this journey, Lord, that we're walking in. Lord, you provided everything, all the food that we have need of, Lord. You sent your prophet, Lord. You sent this word. You had it stored up, Lord. It's distributed around the world, Lord. This morning we gathered here, Lord, to hear that word, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for healing us, for saving us, Lord, for protecting us, Lord, and for putting your arms around us, Lord, and letting us know that you love us, Lord, and that you care for us. Lord, you provided every need in our lives. We just love you, Lord, this morning. We thank you, Lord, with everything in our heart, because you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy to be praised, Lord. There's no one like you, Lord. And Lord, we just invite you into this service this morning, Lord, to have the preeminence, Lord. We want you to walk up and down these aisles, Lord. Put your arm around your children, Lord, and let them know you love them, Lord. Pull them up real close to you, Lord. Lord, we want to just bask in your presence, Lord, this morning, Lord. We want this word to be anchored so deep in our heart that nothing can move us from it, Lord. We love you with all of our hearts this morning. Bless each one that's come, Lord. We commit this service to you in your hands, Lord. Bless your children. They're royal seed of Abraham. Lord, nothing can move us, Lord. We're anchored on, thus saith the Lord. Lord, it's been spoken by your prophet. It shall be exactly as he spoke it. It's your word. We love you, Lord, this morning. We're anchored in that. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart. We commit it to you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord. Exciting to think of the message we're going to hear today, and then camp all next week. How many's excited for camp? Amen. How many's excited for what we're going to hear this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Truly, there's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. Amen. Let's just sing that song, Sweet By and By.
Well, there's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare.
Sweet by and by.
saving grace in Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you be with us this day. Touch our ears as we hear your word this morning, Lord, the words of eternal life. We pray that you bless this offering. Bless the ones that give and cannot give. Bless those who are here and that cannot come. Just be with us and be the bride of Christ around the world this day, Father, we ask. For we love you, Father. We love you and your word. Just be with us, we pray now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, in the spring.
Is white when he
to Him. How thankful we are to be learning to lean on Jesus. We thank You, Father, for Your grace and mercy to us, and that we can lean upon Your bosom, Lord. Hold us tight, Lord. Open up our hearts now, Lord Jesus, to hear Your word. As You hold us in Your arms, speak to us, Lord. May it go deep in our hearts this morning, Lord. The words of eternal life for the bride of Jesus Christ. We're learning to lean on You daily, Lord. Once again, to welcome to this pulpit God's prophet and messenger to bring us today the message, "It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." It is not crumbs, but a buffet. We're going to have a gastronomical jubilee. Hey. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Here's God's prophet and messenger and our pastor, Brother Branham.